you heard in the news, we were talking about Canadian Blood Services. The CBS wants your plasma and lots of it. The organization just launched a new plan to boost plasma donations across the country. It's asking provinces outside of Quebec for approximately $100 million over a six-year period. Plasma is crucial for both blood transfusions as well as a life-saving drug called immune globulin, or IG. By 2024, the Canadian Blood Services, or CBS, wants unpaid Canadian donors to provide enough plasma to cover half the demand for that drug. For more on the story, we've reached Dr. Graham Scher. He's the CEO of the Canadian Blood Services.
Good morning, Carolina.
Your organization currently collects enough plasma to meet about 17% of the demand. Why isn't it higher?
And what's happening in Canada, so you've got the growth of IG that I just described, but the amount of blood that we're collecting is actually flatlined. It came down for a few years, and it's flatlined, and that's driven by the demand for red blood cells. So you've got this sort of collision of factors. Your demand for your drug is going up, and the available supply of your raw material plasma is actually going down or stable. So if we don't collect more plasma in Canada and the demand for IG continues, in a few years we will actually be at 10% or less, meaning we will have to buy 90% of the IG on the global market. So the plan we've developed and now submitted to governments, and we're collaborating with governments on this plan now, is a plan to increase plasma collections, not blood collections.
I want to stop you there because you mentioned that things flatlined a few years back. Is that in relation to the closure of some blood donor centers, including the one in Prince George?
Correct. And your listeners in Prince George are obviously very familiar with this issue. So there was a decline in the demand for red blood cells for many years. And we saw that happening in Canada, as most other countries did. And we made some very difficult decisions at the time in terms of where we were collecting blood. And Prince George was certainly one of those, where we no longer collect blood from that community. It was a difficult location to collect from, obviously far from our manufacturing facility. But we had made a number of decisions at the time in the years preceding our decision in Prince George and even subsequent to. So this is now in some ways a different set of drivers. What we need now is to develop a model, and this is what the plan does, where we identify the right communities to collect plasma in sufficient volumes to meet this growth of plasma.
So is there a chance that a clinic could return to Prince George then?
So the one issue you need with a plasma collection facility is you need a significantly large population, because you really have high demands and high frequency from your donation. So we're looking at every community across the country. Our first two will be going into the Greater Toronto Area and the Greater Vancouver Area, because those are obviously the highest density populations in the country. But we do need up to 40 new facilities across the country. And so we're going to be looking at every market very carefully and working, obviously, with the provincial governments at the time, making sure that we can operate a model that is effective, efficient, and meets the needs of patients.
Hmm. When Canada has to go outside of the borders to purchase, how much does it cost?
Well, there's a range. It depends on the formulation and the vial size and the dose and all sorts of things. This is a very expensive drug. The total expenditure in Canada for IG for all patients across the whole country is hundreds of millions of dollars. This is an expensive pharmaceutical, but it's a life-saving pharmaceutical for many, many different clinical indications. And so obviously what we want to do is collect plasma in the most efficient manner possible,
mm-hmm.
and then have it manufactured into IG.
I ask because I know there's a private Canadian company operating in Saskatoon that pays donors for their plasma. Why doesn't the Canadian Blood Services offer the same offering to individuals so that you wouldn't have to go outside Canada?
So there are a couple of issues there. So we're very well aware of this private enterprise in Saskatoon that pays donors. Our plan is premised on not paying donors. We adhere very strongly to the global principle of what is called voluntary non-remunerated donation, meaning we don't pay donors.
Why is that?
It's been a long-standing tradition in the not-for-profit blood and plasma industries to not reimburse donors. And it really is an issue. It is not an issue of safety. Let me be very clear and say that to your listeners. This is not a distinction on a safety basis. It really is a distinction on altruism and values. That said, we buy product, we buy IG from paid plasma donors in the United States. So we don't have a concern of drug coming from paid donors. The concerns that we're raising with respect to this entity that's emerged in Canada, in Saskatoon, is not the fact that they're paying and that makes it unsafe. The issue for us is twofold. One, we're beginning to see evidence in Saskatoon today that the competition with a paid system coexisting next to ours is that it's having a negative impact on our ability to collect blood. And we know in countries where there is a rapid expansion of the plasma, the paid plasma system, it does have a negative impact on the ability to collect blood. The second factor, which is very important for your listeners to appreciate, the paid for-profit plasma industry, including this company in Canada, is not obligated to keep their plasma in Canada. They can and will sell it on the global market to the highest bidder.
Yeah, I suspect
Everything that we at Canadian Blood Services do, as a publicly accountable and publicly funded organization, we keep our product in this country to meet Canadian patient needs. And so our concern is really premised on the different drivers of the industry, plus the potential impact it will have on our ability to collect in a market like Saskatoon.
Lots of interesting elements here, Dr. Scher. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Carolina. Bye.
Dr. Graham Scher is the CEO of the Canadian Blood Services. What do you think about the increasing demand for plasma and IG in that plasma? Do you think that it could warrant a new blood donor clinic in northern BC? Share your thoughts with us, 1-866-340-1932, or send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.